easy to grow late summer flowering plants. As high summer draws near, there will be a riot of blooms and lush foliage, bringing scent to outdoor spaces. There's no better time to relax outside, enjoying lazy afternoons and long evenings socializing, especially if the sun comes out. But it's never too early to plan ahead and ensure hanging baskets, borders, and planters remain vibrant for as long as possible. Many gardens will start to fade in the coming weeks, but late flowering plants are a great way to add a burst of colour to outdoor spaces as autumn approaches. To help you make the most of your garden, here is some expert advice. Charles Carr has tips for prolonging the flowering period, as well as easy-to-grow, bee-friendly blooms. Heleniums. Sun-loving heleniums add an abundance of colour, bursting from midsummer through into autumn, says Charles Carr, head of wholesale nurseries for Hillier. There are hundreds of varieties to choose from hot yellows to reds to vibrant oranges. According to Charles, they are easy to grow and thrive in most soil types, preferring a full sun location in the garden. Regular deadheading as they finish flowering will encourage future growth and longer spells of colour into autumn. They can grow to be quite big, so taller varieties may benefit from staking, he says. Penstemon. Penstemon are glorious trumpet-shaped flowers surrounded by green leaves, available in deep purples, pinks, whites and blues. Charles says, this is a perfect plant for mixed and herbaceous borders and is loved by bees. Penstemon thrives in well-drained soil and are very tolerant to drought conditions. We recommend taking cuttings in summer and mulching annually with well-rotted manure or leaf mould and feeding weekly in summer. Heliopsis. Heliopsis are well known as fake sunflowers and are the perfect plant for people with larger gardens, ranging in height from 40 centimetres to 2 metres. They have 3-inch double or single flowers of beautiful yellows and oranges, surrounded by golden centre cones. They not only make impressive features in borders and beds, attracting an array of pollinators, but can also make for lovely cut flowers, says Charles. They grow in clumps with branching stems that give a bushy habit, and the flowering period is between 6 and 8 weeks. To encourage buds to form, he recommends deadheading any spent flowers to prolong the flowering period for as long as possible. Crocosmia. Crocosmia comes in a range of hot summer colours, from orange to yellow and red, ideal for brightening up the garden towards the end of summer. They can add both height and colour into the garden and can be planted in conjunction with mid-height plants like peonies and geraniums at the front. Charles says, originating from South Africa, they require fertile, moist but well-drained soil, and they grow from corms planted around 8 centimetres deep, like bulbs. To avoid clumping, plant them a few centimetres apart, then divide every 3 to 5 years to encourage better flowering.